Hi, in today's show, we'll be talking about waiting on the will of heaven. And you'll go through moments in your life where things don't seem to be working. And you'll just notice that if you just wait, breathe, look inward, meditate, walk in the woods, you're going to find your path out of this space of stuckness or darkness. Have you from time to time felt like you were swimming upstream and been in a creek without a paddle? How do you handle times where it seems nothing you do can seem to make any improvement? In a number of recent posts that I've made in Holistic Fashionista, I've addressed this issue from a different vantage point. We will address the die-off of an outmoded way of being and how to be well in it. When you're feeling like you're meeting with obstacle upon obstacle, it's time to slow down. Slow down. You are such a powerful being that you have it wired into your very being with a failsafe of failure to stop you in your tracks. It provides you an opportunity to reevaluate your life, look at your approach to the situation, and adapt. I've been watching a gal I know chase her tail for weeks now in the rush of her life to make things happen. She has been throwing anything and everything at the wall to see what will stick. Her results are falling far short of her expectations. She's exhausted, weary, and complaining, even blaming, as she struggles to make her breakthrough. A breakthrough will generally not happen in this state, other than to break down at some point and hopefully surrender to the inevitable. If you are at this juncture, take a deep breath now and relax. Imagine a wise elder guide tapped you on the shoulder and said, "Slow down, honey. I love you. It's okay. Get yourself quiet and just wait on the will of heaven." Would you? Could you trust that heaven had something more in store for you than a frenetic, frantic, exhausted life? What of your behaviors are ready to die off? With the passing of the way of being that is no longer a viable way of being, a new birth, a transformation can begin. The trick is not to struggle while that which no longer serves us dies off. Spend time in contemplation and meditation and see the goodness of the situation. Be thankful, be grateful for everything that is falling to the wayside. Choose to be joyous and know that soon you will emerge. You will be even more loving and more authentically you as the layers fall away to reveal the radiant being of light you truly are. Steps towards transformation. Now is the perfect time to learn how to meditate. You can learn how to meditate for beginners with our definitive guide to meditation on the julierenee.com site, using calming music and guided imagery with deep breathing to enhance your serenity. This well may be a time when you let go of emotional baggage and unhealthy relationships. Practice being patient now. Deep breathing regularly helps so much. Calm the mental body that is likely on overdrive and live in your physical body. Enjoy a few special activities that are certain to bring your happiness, like ice skating, dancing, or attending a theatrical production. You must comprehend that you are making a passage into a higher, more elevated place. Since to date, you have not been able to make this shift with grace and ease, you are going through an uncomfortable passage to ensure you get the growth in this lifetime and get to take your steps up. Life is a journey. Stay grateful and keep your energy high during a difficult passage. Relax, take a deep breath in, and remember it's really not so bad to wait on the will of heaven. This too shall pass. Rewards and a new life await you. To explore your life in balance and get back on a smooth track, I encourage you to check out our Balance Your Life Now book. It's a sweet little book that covers all the bases. And you want to get your equilibrium back into balance and experience life again. This book is for you. You can find that on the julierenee.com site. Well, that's all for now. I'm just wishing you a blissful and joyous day. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Bye-bye.